Blessings and welcome to Freedom's Flame Radio, sponsored by beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain. I am your host, Eve Kerr. Please welcome my special guest co-host for this week's show, Sufyan Chowdhury.
Hi, how are you going?
Hi, everything's great. Thanks for joining me this week.
No problem at all.
I'd like to take a moment to give some gratitude to the BBS station, Don, Doug, and Deborah, and Lily for their wonderful service and all the effort that they put into making this a great, great station for the Golden Age. And to all of our listeners, all the listeners of Freedom Flame, I'm so grateful for you all. And I love you all so much. You're so encouraging and so supportive, and it's so worth it and rewarding to do this service, which really doesn't feel like work at all. And to my mom, she's amazing and so supportive. The community here in Mount Shasta, and also, you know, the spiritual community who I'm connected with around the globe, you all make it worth it too. And all of God Life, really. And my co-host this week, Sufyan. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. I also like to thank BBS and you for inviting me to your show. I never thought I'd be, so amazed to find that there's somebody out there, you know, connecting with Saint Germain and the Ascended Masters and spreading their teachings around the world. And I'd also just love to thank all my readers out there and everybody who's been reading any of my materials on my blog and my website. So a big thank you to everybody.
Awesome. And I'm sure that they all appreciate you too, because you've really brought something, a real masterpiece into the world that you've transmitted. And we're going to get into your book in a bit and the archangels and how you've actually come to meet the archangels. And it's really amazing. So I'm looking forward to it. And I know that all the listeners are too. So today we have a really great lineup. This is part three of The Heart of a Master, The Heart of a Chela. And if you've been listening to this, these shows for the past couple of weeks, Saint Germain has had me go into exploring more deeply the three keys of victory, which is 1, a sincere heart; 2, consistency and application; and this week is 3, it is going deeper into uninterrupted harmony. So we're going to explore the victory of perfection. And we'll also hear from some of the other beloved Ascended Masters on what is self-sustained perfection? How does uninterrupted harmony become indestructible? What's the best way to permeate peace within you? And how to see grace? This is when inner integrity and outer integrity match. And so we'll also share personal experiences with beloved Saint Germain on these aspects. And Sufyan, I have to get used to your the pronunciation.
No, it's fine. Just call me Sufi.
Sufi. Okay. That makes it easy. Thank you. So Sufi will also share his experiences with the archangels and ascended masters. And we'll explore the various ways that they show up, that they work with each of us to perfect our energy fields, that, they show us the way of truth. They bring us courage and strength, which builds self-esteem and self-confidence so that we can maintain a high level of integrity to the light and bring forth our portion of heaven to earth as a co-creator God life being. Now, all of you probably know that it's helpful to have a journal with you. So if you don't have one, go ahead and get a piece of paper or a journal and a pen or a pencil, because it's really helpful so that any revelation that comes through your divine self, you can record it as it comes through for your own success and tools for victory, because there's so much that's always pouring forth. And I never know what they're going to prompt me to say. So there might be, a really piece of aha moment for you that you may just really want to jot down. So go ahead and keep that handy by you. So we're going to begin with what is the victory of perfection? I mean, we already know, we've covered, what does perfection look like? And it's not like we really even know what perfection looks like in the earth realm, because we're just not used to creating perfection here. We're trying to perfect it. We know that somewhere perfection does exist, and there's something in the consciousness that always says, well, there's this perfectionist kind of attitude that goes, well, I want it to be perfect. I want it to be perfect. Well, actually, that's really the divine will really trying to come forth and saying, yes, it can be perfect, actually. So what does perfection look like? as much as we know at this point, perfection just does not contain mistakes. And so how do we get there? How do we get from where we are to not making mistakes so that what comes forth really is that true perfection? That is, you know, our perfect divine plan, our picturing. So part of this, you know, and this has to deal with the third key, uninterrupted harmony. It helps to bring this forth because it's the sustained harmony that keeps you free of all that does not serve you. It's the sustained application that allows you to be consistent in fulfilling your divine plan because there is nothing to slow it down or interrupt it. And we'll go into this a little bit more in a little bit. And why harmony is so integral to your victory and to each of our victory. We covered some of what Freedom's Flame is in last week's segment two. And just to briefly recap that, Freedom's Flame is the big cosmic yes. It's the full body yes, the completeness of feeling complete, just as you are. And this is true freedom. And, well, the victory of perfection is the continuous sustained momentum of that freedom. I'm going to say that again. The victory of perfection is the continuous sustained momentum of that freedom. And the expansion of that freedom to live life as it is intended. So here's the final key to victory, the uninterrupted harmony. And this means the victory of perfection. The whole divine enchilada. Once you know who you are, God in form, as form, you have absolutely no reason to be limited any longer unless you consciously choose to accept limitation in your being and world again. And this is the deliberate fall of man back into the lower realms of consciousness from whence he just climbed out of. This has everything to do with the feeling world of your being. And this segment will arm you with all the tools you need to set yourself free from all that feels unpleasant and will help you to keep yourself anchored in peace to successfully sustain your harmony. So again, if you've been following the series of the three keys of victory, you'll now start to understand how they all apply to a successful divine plan outpicturing and why they are each important and equal unto the other, neither of the three keys being more or less in value in their teaching, yet each align equally as the individual progresses on the path of light. First, the sincere heart is anchored. The sincere heart faces the eternal sunrise of the God, the eternal God flame blazing within the heart and remains just so. Second, the individual aligns their being and world, their entire life with the divine will and holds steadfast to being consistent and honoring the divine will. And through this venue, their quest becomes about conquering the lower human consciousness that has kept the individual God flame life imprisoned within the confines of limitations it has set up for it. And thirdly, the individual makes a choice to be staunch and pull the reins up from the dross of the human mind and take control back over their feeling world by learning how to govern the door to their consciousness and energy fields by knowing that the truth will keep them free if they apply the understanding and use the tools the realms of light have given us freely in love to free ourselves from those very bonds mankind has set up for itself. So Sufyan, you know, I have on my bio that, you know, I'm on my own path of light. I receive directly from the great ascended host. I'm just plugged in all the time. And this is the way, you know, Saint Germain has guided me to stay on my path and to just veer away from mainly all outside activities, organizations, spiritual groups. And I mean, I have worked with spiritual groups and it's been very beneficial for me to be in service, you know, to them and with them for a certain amount of time. But I have found that, you know, working now, you know, they've guided me in such a way to be on my own. How is it for you and how has, you know, you say that, you've had your path kind of personally handcrafted by one of the archangels. Can you talk about that a little bit and how they've kind of veered you off as well, or how that's all come about for you?
Yeah, not a problem at all. Now that definition you had, you know, continued sustained freedom. Now, that is one powerful definition for perfection. Like, I could not have put it better myself. And that ties in directly why, in my own personal pathway, I never actually ventured into any of the great spiritual organizations here on earth. They've always kind of guided me in such a way that all of my learning and all of my development had to come through individually. And I had to almost co-create my own personal pathway here on earth that best fits me for my personal realizations. Everybody right now is living through a life that is, you know, incredibly personal and is incredibly different from just about everybody else. And, you know, we love to think of these ideas of large-scale organizations kind of grouping everybody and, you know, initiating some kind of mass spiritual ascension, whereas the reality behind our true continued sustained freedom would be to actually become the creator level being yourself and actually achieve the results that you need to achieve yourself. And that level of independence, on some level, you're going to have to not only track the path yourself, but you're going to have to create that path yourself, you know, every single second of your existence. When the archangels came to me, they never said to me, oh, you know, you should just go join this spiritual organization because they'll teach you everything. They kind of got me onto the level of learning how to find what I needed, learning how to find the missing links in order to perfect myself or perfect parts of myself in order for me to move forward. So, you know, on a lot of levels, when I tried to delve into the spiritual world, it was so easy for me to just pick up some random book or, you know, even just listen into, you know, what some organization's teachings. But really the answers that I needed to go delving into my own personal pathway because, you know, each of us are individuals and each of us have missing links. And, you know, we have certain parts of us that can only really be fulfilled and perfected when we as individuals learn how to perfect ourselves. There's nobody out there who's going to come up to you, you know, place their hand on your head and say, thou shalt be whole and complete and perfectly enlightened. And that's the whole basis, I guess, of what we're doing here on this planet. It's this idea of, you know, reincarnating and being able to find that and grow ourselves rather than just have somebody else give us the answers. And so to me personally, and I'm sure, like, you know, we've been talking a little bit that your pathway was very similar. We've almost, you know, avoided these organizations so we can get a much more powerful pathway in place. Those organizations, you know, and many of the mass movements of people, they were set up for a very general purpose. But if you really want to strive really far up there, you know, that's going to come on a very powerful individual plane.
Thank you so much. That was very eloquent. Yeah, and I feel that way too. And, you know, there was one group that I worked with, and it was not really like institutionalized. It was kind of like an intimate group the way it started out, and it just kind of grew because people were drawn to, you know, working with these energies. And it was an angelic group too, and they did some powerful work for a long time, and I was involved for a few years, but I kind of hung on for a little while. You know, I didn't really see the springboard that I was supposed to kind of jump off, and, you know, so but yeah, some of the cosmic beings stepped in and said, okay, you know, it's really time. Come on.
Yeah.
I was really hanging on, going, please. Because I wanted community. You know, it was like I really wanted that community. I had grown up with such a, you know, a vast kind of gap in that, you know, that sense of really being able to connect authentically with others. And it's always like, you know, I always had to wear a mask everywhere to try to fit in somewhere because there was no place for me. No way.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So when I found that community for the first time, I was like, oh, I was kind of attached. And I was like, oh, it kind of made me sad to leave. But I was like, no, I know this is in my highest good. And it took a lot to really kind of break that, you know, attachment. But they got it. They got me.
Yeah. I'll tell you what you don't want to do. And what you don't want to do is live through somebody else's spiritual realizations, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You want to initiate your own spiritual realizations that are custom to you. and your learning pathway. And I think it's absolutely fine to go join groups and organizations and everything else, especially, you know, when you find other spiritual people out there, you're like, oh my God, these people exist. But on some level, on some level, you have to initiate that personal journey as well. I think that's probably the best thing I'm trying to bring across right now.
Yeah, it is really important. And I feel the same. I feel it's fine to be involved with spiritual organizations and or group, you know, groups that you feel in alignment with. But you know, in my experience on this path of life myself, there comes a point where you get down to it, so to speak, that the master takes you under his or her wing and helps you to fly solo via one-on-one instruction with the master himself or herself. And that's why I stepped away from the group that I worked with in that time. And it did serve me well, and I was able to serve with the group well too. But when I knew when it was time to go solo, and I did eventually bounce from that springboard. And when I did, it was like, I felt like I ascended back then. I felt like,
yeah,
I went
and
into
on some
the
level,
really,
you did. You really yeah. did.
And it was very interesting. And then when I did that, then they knew also, the masters knew I was ready for a higher level of work for myself. So, and it was like, okay, so we also shared the other day, you know, we've connected on these different levels. And you mentioned something that was just so, it's so spot on. I mean, so much of it is spot on, but this really stood out to me. And I'd wanted to address this because it's a way of getting out of the mind, and it just starts to kind of happen naturally along the way. But you said we begin to learn to feel our way through and not think any longer. So it's like we're feeling our way back to oneness. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit further? Because I found that amazing myself. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what I did.
This is probably one of the greatest spiritual realizations I try to give people. Anybody I talk to ever had a conversation with me. Now, I have this one integral philosophy, and it is we should stop trying to think our way through our lives and start trying to feel our way through our lives. And there's an incredible amount of spiritual, you know, backbone to this philosophy that kind of groups us together. But, you know, ever since we're born, and, you know, through our formal education systems, we're always taught how to think. We're always taught how to memorize given facts that are, you know, abundant around us in our physical world. And we always try to contemplate what's around us. Now, the biggest problem when we try to think is that the human mind has a lot of mental flaws. No matter how smart you are, how intelligent you are, there are always going to be certain levels of flaws in your mind and limitations and self-doubts that kind of hinder your true communication process. Now, when we move over to the feeling paradigm, when we try to feel our way through our lives, try to feel the person standing in front of us, feel the environment around us, we start accessing a level of communication that isn't ordinarily available if you were to just think about it. Now, the reason why these kind of paradigms and these kind of thoughts really, really, you know, hit us hard is because the base structure of this universe, it wasn't necessarily thought into place so much as it was felt into place. Now, when I started delving into the archangel spectrum and I started going really, really, really far into my spirituality, they started taking me right out there to the corners of the universe, and I started grasping upon, I guess, ideas and concepts that aren't ordinarily available. One of the most powerful that I came across was this idea of how the universe was almost anchored into existence. I want you to try to visualize there being two planes of existence, like almost like an x-axis and a y-axis intersecting in a perfect right angle. On that x-axis, I want you to imagine it labeled as sound. So it starts at something as infinitely small, and that sound goes to something infinitely high. And on the y-axis, what you're going to have is light. And that light goes from something infinitely nothing dark to something infinitely bright, something as powerful as unconditional love. Now, something remarkable happens when you increase the vibrational frequency of either of those axes. They actually start vibrating. Now, sound, when it goes from a very low level of vibration to something very high, it vibrates. And the same can be said for light as well, when you have a very, very powerful burst of energetic light. if you were to visualize a perfect diagonal line going from the bottom of that axis straight upwards, you would actually mentally visualize where the universe is anchored between sound and light. So if this is all vibrating and everything is vibrating around you, when you try to think about something here in the human plane, we're thinking about everything, right? We're only really picking up on about a millimeter of what's around us. But all of a sudden, if we were to make an energetic shift, we say, okay, I'm going to now shift into feeling. When you start trying to feel the universe and feel the environment around you, you're now mimicking, you're mirroring what creation was set up for you to do as an energetic being. And instead of just having one tiny millimeter that you can try and process, you've now maybe got half the graph or like a whole inch just able to flow through your body. And when I say feeling, it's not just on an emotional level. A lot of people seem to think that when they feel about something or they feel for someone, it's just emotional or just in their mind. When I'm talking about feeling, I'm talking about the full vibratory spectrum hitting every single one of your chakras and going through your whole state of being. And when you're able to open yourself up to the environment and to the universe, you really start getting, you really start connecting with who you are and what you're doing and what you're doing in this universe. You know, you can really start placing yourself. And to me, I seem to believe that, you know, if we were to make that energetic shift, then you're going to be achieving something very remarkable. You know, it's almost like you have a relationship with somebody. If you're just thinking about it, you know, you're kind of accessing that on a certain level. But if you're feeling that person, you're feeling the person of who's in front of you, who they really are and the environment around you, you start almost dropping anchors into the universe where the universe starts connecting with you so much as you're connecting with the universe. You know, we're all already here. We're all already connected right on the way through. It's just a matter of co-creation, a matter of co-inhabiting in the same body of energy. So really on that philosophy, you know, I've been taught just about anything, you know, everything from channeling, whenever I'm talking to ethereal beings communicating with archangels, when they come down, they're not just talking to me. They are portraying a very powerful subset of emotions, feelings, and visions. And when you start grasping at a very full picture, this level of communication that we believe happens is nothing compared to what we can really be doing, right? When we're just talking to somebody, we're kind of communicating them to them on one level. We suddenly start sending visions and feelings and emotive energy, and we start talking, we start hitting them on multiple layers of communication, and we can really start getting each other a lot more than if we're just limited to just speaking to each other. So basically on that philosophy, this is pretty much how I've been taught how to do everything. Look, stop thinking and open yourself up to the world.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Oh my goodness. There's so much there. I mean, what was that, like 250 downloads?
You have no idea. You know, it's just consistent.
Maybe more than that.
Bang, 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 bang. But, you know, it's really hard to make that shift. But let me tell you, once you do, you're never going to go back. You know, you're never going to want to just talk to somebody anymore. You're going to want to feel everything that's going on. It's really amazing.
And this is the path of, you know, this determines real progress on the path. You know, it's, you know, once you, you know, you can feel victorious about what you're doing and you know you're successful, it's like this, the inner integrity and the outer integrity begin to match what's going on. So it's like you're no more the cosmic mirror, which is reflecting what you're not. It's like we talked about that a little bit the other day. It's like you become clear. You know, because the emotional body has been evolved really more to the empathic body. And Saint Germain talks about this so much. He has me like insert this somewhere always in every one of these shows. He keeps reiterating the seeing, the knowing, and the hearing is in the feeling. And this can only happen when you're totally clear. Totally, totally clear. And that means that you know, at least to have your own past clear, you know, all the issues that have been present, you know, you've done it, you've done your Ho'oponopono with everyone, you know, whether it's in person or whether it's, you know, in the oneness, you know, in the having the spiritual conversation with someone, that you've done the work, that you've made the conscious effort to do the work that you know needs to be done and clear it out. Because once you clear that out, you clear out your chakras and you just clear your fields, then all of your, the inner awareness, the who we really are as these innate God beings can really get through. Because if we don't have these spaces open, if they're blocked, the light can't, it just can't get through. It's just simple and easy. These are the laws of energy. You have to be unblocked and, you know, for the way to be cleared. So, and then the way, when the way is cleared, the light can come in. And then when you have that, then all the inner senses are open, the true vision, the true hearing, the inner ears, you know, and the knowing of everything. It's all in the feeling. So you know when someone's being authentic with you or not because you feel it. So if something doesn't feel right, you know, maybe forgive them or forgive whatever that looks like and move along to what does feel right. But that's what happens. It's like we start reflecting who we really are to each other and we mirror back. I'm using mirror because I don't have another term for it yet, but I guess reflecting is a better term. We start reflecting to each other who we really are. You know, it's this beautiful, the one in the many forms. And like you said, you know, so wonderfully, we've come here to, you know, co-create together. We're supposed to collaborate to bring heaven to earth. And that's what, you know, the masters are helping us with, the angels, the archangels. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit too. You've read some of the green books. And I've experienced this amazing radiation that comes off of these green books. I can open up any page and it doesn't matter what I read. It's like instant enlightenment.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do, but I know Saint Germain has a big hand in that radiation. It's like you're feeling him. You're feeling the master speak to you directly through that. And I've not really met anyone who's had that kind of experience with these books in such a profound way. And I know you have. So I'd like you to share about that if you don't mind.
I don't know how I came across these books, but I did. Let's just leave it at that. And when I came across these books, I actually started with Unveiled Mysteries, and I was reading through Unveiled Mysteries. I got probably about the first chapter in, and I started feeling something. I started feeling these energetic vibrations coming through my body, and at the time, I was just kind of like, you know, whatever. So I kept reading and reading and reading, and there came a point in time where every single time I put the book down, and I'd pick it up the next day and keep reading, I feel these energetic vibrations. Now, this wasn't just something from Unveiled Mysteries. Like, even just the other day, I was actually reading Ascended Master Instruction. And there's this certain level of power that comes through just holding the book. It's open, not even reading it. I was in a store, and I was just kind of like holding this book open. And there's just this immense energetic vibration coming out of it. And I wasn't even reading the damn thing. And I've just gone, wow, this is really amazing. I'm like, at some level, this book has been anchored into Ascended Master Saint Germain's presence. Mm-hmm. And there's this certain level of power that just comes through holding it, owning a copy of this thing. You know, actually just reading through all of the book, you know, between all the different discourses and everything else, just reading the book helps you on an energetic level, more so than if someone was to just maybe, you know, mention or talk about it. There's some level of physical anchoring going on between your frequency of vibration to this higher level where the ascended masters are. And, you know, I find this absolutely amazing because, you know, they're the books that you really want to read because they're going to be helping. You know, you're getting an energetic fix when you're opening up this book, that whatever is contained in this book is going to be really good for your soul right now.
Yeah, that's amazing. Hey, you know what? You just really explained that so well. I mean, that I couldn't have put that better either, because it's an anchoring in the energy. It does do something, and you just totally transmitted it. And I thank you so much for conveying that so beautifully. We're about halfway through, so I'd like to take about a 4-minute pause here. We're going to play a song. It's called Believe by 2002. If we could do that, everyone can just kind of take a moment and stand up and stretch or sway to the song. But it's really kind of a meditative song. It's a really beautiful piece, and you know how I love harmony, and this is something I like to do. I like to just bring in the harmony and enhance, keep it flowing. So let's go ahead and bring that in, and we'll see you in 4 minutes.
Season of change.
And we're back.
All right. Really, that was beautiful.
Wasn't it? I love that piece. It's called, that piece is called Believe, and it's by the group 2002. And I really like to feature artists who have been really, really instrumental in my own path and awakening. And I find that, you know, when I discovered 2002, I think it was in 2010. And it's interesting because they've been performing since, I think, the late 90s, and I'm like, my goodness, where have they been? Where have I been? It's like all of a sudden I magnetized the music to me because I was becoming really harmonious, and it's like I really needed something at that point where I really needed really good harmonies. It's like everything was changing. My music was changing. Things that I used to like were dropping away, and it's like, you know, I don't watch TV. I don't read the news. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't even listen to the radio. I just, you know, I kind of peruse sometimes YouTube and I listen to different frequencies, and then I know what's going to work with me. It's like I work on these energetic, you know, harmonious levels. So I'm always finding things and I always bring them in, and I really like to, you know, share them on the show. So anyway, but thanks for, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope all our listeners enjoyed that. Again, it's called Believe by 2002, and that's our new album. So I'd like to touch in a little bit on, you know, the archangels and how, you know, how did you first meet the archangels? How were you, did you like call them, or were you, did they come to you, or how did that all work out? And do you feel like sharing about some of that, Sufjan?
Yeah, I really do. So now my story, I can just keep going further and further and further and further back. I want to start about 300 years ago, because the first time I actually encountered one of the archangels was in a lifetime I had around 300 years ago. And this lifetime went pow, hit me really, really, really hard. And it's really the beginning of this relationship that I started sharing with Archangel Uriel. And in this particular lifetime, I was actually a homeless beggar on the street. And I was sitting in the downpour of absolute rain, and it was really furiously beating down. I'm staring down at the road, and, you know, I was completely beaten by life. I completely failed. And in the midst of the rain, I could actually see something walking towards me. And at this point in time, I don't even know what country this was in, but I was sitting there and I'm staring at the road and I was really, really sad. And all of a sudden, there was this incredible person standing in front of me with a really big smile. Had this short crop beard and was in his brown suit.
So we're talking about the archangels while we're waiting for Sufjan to come back on the station. And it's interesting how the embodiments start a long, long time ago. I also have a similar experience when Saint Germain came to me too, and I recognized him first, you know, in this embodiment. But I didn't know him in this embodiment. I just knew that he was sponsoring my activities and my path. And then later when we started, you know, we started connecting more, I started using his three-step meditation. And so when I started doing that, we were connecting. And then I started becoming aware, you know, I would get these flashes of these previous embodiments with him. Like I was somewhere with him and he was showing me, you know, these lives where, you know, we've been together. He's sponsored my life stream to come in and learn about the laws of energy. And it's been really fascinating for me to understand that I've actually come into embodiment again, time and again, with Saint Germain. So anyway, I've had previous embodiments with Saint Germain too, and it's been really wonderful. And the thing about this is also, as our relationships with these beings, they reveal higher levels of cosmic understanding as we build our bonds with them. And I think it's really important to know that once you establish your connection with a master or a cosmic being or an angel, that, you know, that relationship, it's always there. It's going to develop. So just stay with that. And if you've connected with one of those beings and you want to go deeper with that, you know, I think it works on all levels, that they come to you and you can go to them at any time. It works both ways. So, okay, we're gonna keep trying to get Sufyan back. Anyway, we've covered the aspect of real progress, which is determined by the consistency in applying the laws of truth to one's life last week in divine aligning with divine will. So, and there's something really wonderful in volume 4. And it's on page 271. And Saint Germain's pointing me to that would be good to go over that right now. And then we can talk more about that when Sufyan returns. So on page 271, if you have volume 4, Ascended Master Instruction, it's on page 271. And he talks about mastery, what mastery really is. And mastery, okay, so I'm going to read directly, I'm going to quote from the text here. Mastery, get this hint. When one feels the presence, if one would instantly qualify that feeling with the idea of the tangible, visible presence, it might do wonders. No mastership is ever gained without this. There is a constant need of recognizing that each one is the person who is qualifying this energy. Mastery means continual conscious command of perfection. There is no reason in the world that you should not allow... Oh, forgive me. You must take the reins now. You must take the reins now. There is no reason in the world that you should not all have perfection in your physical bodies right now. For any human being on earth to think that God will intrude his perfection when the individual is constantly generating and using negative and destructive forces is perfectly preposterous. That's one of G's words, preposterous. He's given me that too. Every now and then I'll have a conversation with him and I'll say, what do you think of that? And he'll say, it's totally preposterous. And I love the way he puts it in here because it's very interesting. Mastering means continual conscious command of perfection. And this is why the application is so important and the diligence of that application is so important, because when you're consciously commanding perfection into your being and world, you can only have that experience if you're building that momentum of light. So as you build that momentum of light within you and that charging from your presence, you ask your presence to charge you with the feelings of the perfection. And what that does is that ultimately will start building that momentum of light within you so that it starts to actually build a force field. And as that force field grows around you, it becomes stronger and stronger. It's like building, I don't know if a brick wall is the best analogy, but it's the one that I'm getting. So it's like you layer something, you want to build a fence or a wall, or you want to build something around you or something. You just want to build a structure, and you have to do it, you know, even building a house, like building a structure of some sort, putting a floor down. You have to layer piece by piece, tile by tile, until it's complete. And you do reach a point of completion, and then you get to, you know, go to a higher level when that's complete. But that is basically how uninterrupted harmony becomes indestructible. And you can self-sustain this perfection, this perfected momentum, by doing things that really help to expand the perfection of that love that's coming through and that feeling. God Harmony came to me a while ago, and all the masters have been so instrumental on my path. Well, he's no exception. He's been really instrumental, and he brought me to a lot of different a level of awareness where frequency was coming in so strong. And like I started talking about 2002 and the melodies, he was really working with me at that time. He also told me, and I did read it somewhere too, in one of the discourses or probably maybe one of the voice of the IMs, but if you get his picture... and they do have it at like the IM Foundation, the Saint Germain Foundation. The IM activity has these pictures this really amazing artist, I believe she's an Ascended Lady Master now, but her name when she was here in embodiment is May de Camara. And she brought through this amazing artwork and these amazing pictures. She brought through the chart of the present. She brought through, you know, the original Saint Germain's picture. And she also brought through God Harmony's picture. And this is a really profound thing. He says in one of his discourses that if you hold his picture, if you have his picture and you meditate with his picture for 30 days, you will, it's like you won't even recognize yourself. And I did that. I meditated. I got the picture and I meditated with it for 30 days. And this was probably about a year or so ago. And just every night before bed, like I'd take an hour and I would just hold the picture in front of me and allow, there's a radiance that comes through these pictures too, just like within the green books. There's a certain radiance that comes through, a certain energy that works with you on those levels. So, it was really amazing to actually witness my own energy fields changing and becoming more and more harmonious. So I started building a really wonderful relationship with God Harmony. And if you do the same thing, if you call him in, his name is God Harmony, and you can look up his picture on the Saint Germain Foundation, and you'll be able to see it. And you could just bring it up on your computer and just meditate with it and just ask him to assist you with becoming more harmonious. And he'll lead you right to exactly what you need for your emotional body. And I think it's a really wonderful thing to work with him. He's a wonderful singer. He had an embodiment as a famous tenor at one point. And so there's not too much information about him, but he is available. And if you try to develop a personal relationship with him, he'll fill you in on the information that is appropriate for you to have about him that maybe is just not found in the outer world. So,
hi, how are you going?
Oh, welcome back, Sufjan. Great.
Oh, my God. Something really crazy just happened in my place when I was talking about a past life. All the electricity just went bang, shot off. I was just sitting in complete darkness here, just going, oh, my God. Here's a starfield, traveled back in time going, this is crazy.
Wow, well, welcome
so
back
I've just been like trying to like get everything back online again. I'm like thankful like none of my equipment was damaged or anything. I was doing crazy.
Wow.
Plus, so I was halfway through a story when this happened.
That's
I'm
okay.
Like, bloody hell, energetic shift, like this massive spike in consciousness. I was like, all right.
Oh,
back on that.
Bless your sweetheart. I'm glad that you got through it. Well, I've been talking. You were talking about your experience with Archangel Uriel in past life. So I went into my past life with Saint Germain, and I've been sharing about also how I was at a point where I started working with God Harmony to become more harmonious. And so there's something I talked about a little bit about the radiation that comes off of the original pictures that were brought through by Mae de Camera of the I Am Foundation. Years and years ago, back in the 1930s and 40s, she brought all these images through, and they have a radiation just like the comes through in the books. It's very, very intense, and it does work on those energetic levels. So I was just sharing about that a bit. But if you'd like to continue with that, you also mentioned that archangels are known as something else throughout the cosmos. Would you like to share about that a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. So we know archangels as the word archangel. You know, that was introduced into our language. You know, first there were angels, and then we kind of tried to comprehend something above the angels. So we started calling them archangels. However, from a very, 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 very long time ago, I remember actually calling Archangel Uriel something different, even though I was still referring to the same being. I started calling him ancient instead of Archangel, ancient Uriah. So instead of Archangel Uriel, I was referring to him as ancient Uriah. And the reason why there is such a distinction in place is because depending on what segment of creation that you are actually calling upon these beings, you have different vocabulary of speaking to them. So I want you to picture yourself as a very powerful archangel, basically processing creation, where you've got not just a couple hundred, even a couple thousand, there are billions of other creatures and beings out there who know of your presence. Now, depending on what you actually refer to them as, so I was referring to him as ancient Uriah. He went, okay, yep, I know where he's coming from, this particular segment of creation, just because he referred to me as this. Whereas when we actually say Archangel Uriel, he will say straight away, bang, this segment of creation, because that is the term I'm referred to in this particular planet, in this particular segment of creation over here somewhere. So actually there is a whole system of, you know, I don't want to say labeling, but that's exactly what we're doing. We need to have a name to call out to. The true, more powerful method to actually just to feel them in your presence, actually call upon them with a very powerful burst of energetic light, and that way they'll come to you anyway. But with a set mind that needs labels, needs numbering, we actually have to say something along the lines of, okay, Archangel Uriel, come to my presence.
Right, right, yeah. That's very interesting. And I was feeling the energetic shift as you were saying the name. I was feeling the vibration of ancient Uriah. I was feeling it vibrate through me. It's really powerful. Actually, my eyes are tearing. It's so powerful. So my eyes are tearing.
It's so, really strong. Actually, when we start delving into the, you know, a lot of the ancient language, you said something the other day that was really, really profound. I love that empathetic language.
Oh, yeah, empathic. Empathic language is something that Saint Germain started bringing through to me, and it's not really out there. I mean, there are some beings who are like they're channeling these higher frequencies of, you know, cosmic code, and there's actually instantaneous healings taking place as a result of it. They're doing work with others on the planet, and they're actually transmitting these codes in this kind of, you know, cosmic language that really doesn't have a label, doesn't have, you know, well, is it English? Is it Spanish? Is it, you know, Russian? Is it German? It's not any of that. It's the language of feeling, and it's the language of vibration, a language of creation. Yes, language of being, who we are. So this, you know, it's transmitted in frequency, and it's also transmitted in harmony. And, you know, we've got just a few minutes left, and I want to just go into, okay, they're telling me how much time we have left. Sufyan, maybe you'll come back again, because we just didn't even get to cover half of even what we
wanted to talk about.
So maybe you'll join me again sometime.
Yeah, it'd be really great.
I would like that too. Thank you, everyone.
No energetic spikes this time.
No, we'll make sure that that doesn't happen again. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in today. I'm your host, Eve Kerr, and thank you, co-host Sufyan, for joining me this week. And you can see his website at enlightenmentcity.com and check out his book, World of Archangels, being sold for just 99 cents at amazon.com. God bless you all, and we love you, and blessings and loving oneness to you all. We'll see you next week.